Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, May 11th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're starting a new little section in our trek from creation to new creation and following the progression of the life of the believer and the life of Israel. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the monarchy and we talked about Saul and David and then David's son, Solomon, who built the temple, and you know, it was a pretty good deal. There's a pretty good feeling in the monarchy. But today we're going to start reading about the degradation of the monarchy, and a once united kingdom is going to split following Solomon's reign that we'll read about today into the northern kingdom, and that is the kingdom of Israel, and the southern kingdom known as Judah. Now, I always get those confused, but in my mind I try to think, which letter is above the other? So I comes before J in the Bible, and so I is the northern kingdom and J is the southern kingdom. Doesn't help everybody, but it helps me. Anyway, we're going to see this week that both kingdoms just spiral into sin. It's a really sad story that God tried to tell them, remember, you don't need a king, I'm your king, but they wanted a king. And today we're going to see that Solomon, although he had so much wisdom, he allowed the evil one to get a hold on him. He started marrying all these foreign wives and he started taking on the idol worship that they were doing, and this led to his downfall. With that, we'll read 1 Kings chapter 11. One last note, I mentioned it a couple days ago, but it's so good to go to the Bible Project videos and just be reminded of the book of Kings and what they are about. The title says, Solomon's Wives. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter, Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites. They were from nations around, which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them, because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives led him astray. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. He followed Ashereth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. On a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Molech, the detestable god of the Ammonites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and offered sacrifices to their gods. The Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who appeared to him twice. Although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So the Lord said to Solomon, since this is your attitude and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees, which I commanded you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Nevertheless, for the sake of David your father, I will not do it during your lifetime. I will tear it out of the hand of your son. Yet I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. Then the Lord raised up against Solomon an adversary, Hadad the Edomite, from the royal line of Edom. Earlier, when David was fighting with Edom, Joab, the commander of the army, who had gone up to bury the dead, had struck down all the men of Edom. Joab and all the Israelites stayed there for 6 months, until they had destroyed all the men of Edom. But Hadad, still only a boy, fled to Egypt with some Edomite officials who had served his father. They set out from Midian and went to Paran. Then, taking people from Paran with them, they went to Egypt, to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, who gave Hadad a house and a land and provided him with food. Pharaoh was so pleased with Hadad that he gave him a sister of his own wife, Queen Tahpenes, in marriage. The sister of Tahpenes bore him a son named Genubath, whom Tahpenes brought up in the royal palace. There, Genubath lived with Pharaoh's own children. While he was in Egypt, Hadad heard that David rested with his ancestors and that Joab, the commander of the army, was also dead. Then Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me go, that I may return to my own country." "What have you lacked here that you want to go back to your own country?" Pharaoh asked. "Nothing," Hadad replied, "but let me go." And God raised up against Solomon another adversary, Rezin, son of Elida, who had fled from his master, Hadadezer, king of Zobah. When David destroyed Zobah's army, Rezin gathered a band of men around him and became their leader. They went to Damascus, where they settled and took control. Rezin was Israel's adversary as long as Solomon lived, adding to the trouble caused by Hadad. So Rezin ruled in Aram and was hostile toward Israel. Also, Jeroboam, son of Nebat, rebelled against the king. He was one of Solomon's officials, an Ephraimite from Zerah, and his mother was a widow named Zeruah. Here is the account of how he rebelled against the king. Solomon had built the terraces and had filled in the gap in the wall of the city of David, his father. Now Jeroboam was a man of standing, and when Solomon saw how well the young man did his work, he put him in charge of the whole labor force of the tribes of Joseph. About the time Jeroboam was going out of Jerusalem, and Ahijah the prophet of Shiloh met him on the way, wearing a new cloak. The two of them were alone out in the country, and Ahijah took hold of the new cloak he was wearing and tore it into 12 pieces. Then he said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. See, I am going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's hand and give you 10 tribes. But for the sake of my servant David and the city of Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, he will have one tribe. I will do this because they have forsaken me and worshipped Asherah, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Molech, the god of the Ammonites, and have not walked in obedience to me, nor done what is right in my eyes, nor kept my decrees and laws as David, Solomon's father, did. But I will not take the whole kingdom out of Solomon's hand. I have made him ruler all the days of his life for the sake of David, my servant, whom I chose and who obeyed my commands and decrees. I will take the kingdom from his son's hands and give you 10 tribes. I will give one tribe to his son so that David, my servant, may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city where I chose to put my name. However, as for you, I will take you, and you will rule over all that your heart desires. You will be king over Israel. If you do whatever I command you and walk in obedience to me and do what is right in my eyes by obeying my decrees and commands, as David my servant did, I will be with you. I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David and will give Israel to you. I will humble David's descendants because of this, but not forever." Solomon tried to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam fled to Egypt, to Shishak the king, and stayed there until Solomon's death. As for the other events of Solomon's reign, all he did and the wisdom he displayed, are they not written in the book of the Annals of Solomon? Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Then he rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, succeeded him as king. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. It can be kind of confusing. So Jeroboam is the one who's coming after Solomon's kingdom, and he's going to get 10 of the tribes. And then Rehoboam is Solomon's son who will retain the other tribes. So the kingdom of Israel will go to Jeroboam, and the kingdom of Judah will stay with Rehoboam. I wish their names were a little bit different, because that's very confusing. This was a very sad passage, and it got me thinking about the importance of walking in obedience with the Lord. He says that over and over as he is calling out to Jeroboam. He says, if you will walk in obedience to me and do what is right in my eyes by obeying my decrees and commands, I will be with you. And it was just sad thinking about Solomon, who had been given so much wisdom, but he went down the path of unrighteousness by allowing women to steal his heart and not God have his heart. And then he started following after all these other gods, and ultimately it led to his demise. So it's just an encouragement to us today, I believe, to be strong in our faith and to ask God to protect us from the evil one. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for my dear family of faith. I ask, Lord, that you would protect my brothers and sisters, that you would forgive us of sin and restore us to righteousness. If we are not walking in the path of righteousness, we pray, Lord, that you would turn us around in our tracks even today. And as we walk, wherever we are, if we're on a walk or if we're walking into work or whenever we take a step today, help us to remember this as a metaphor for walking in step with you. That's what we want to do, and we ask for your help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.